In 1948, Peter Barker was chosen as just one of 70 torchbearers to carry the flame when the Olympics last came to London. Sadly, Peter died in 2004, but I went to Whitney to meet his wife, June, to find out what the Olympics was like last time round.
Dear Mr. Barker, the organising committee has much pleasure in inviting you to participate in the Olympic torch relay from Dover to Wembley. This relay is raising the very widest interest throughout the world and is one of the great symbols of the Olympic ideal. By participating, you are making a substantial contribution to this work, and the organising committee would greatly appreciate your help. Yours sincerely, Lord Burghley, Chairman. It's dated the 7th of July, and the actual the actual Olympic started on July the 29th. He was only 19 when the war broke out, so he was conscripted into the Royal Artillery, posted to various locations, ended up in Burma in India. But when he was returned to this country in 46, he rejoined his athletic club. I think that a lot of the athletic clubs nominated someone from the club to be a torchbearer, you see, and they nominated Peter. So that's how he came to carry it, and I got it.
And you were saying that that you were engaged at the time, you weren't married at the time.
And no.
And tell me about how he broke the news to you.
By letter. No telephone. And our meetings were intermittent because in those days, no one had a car, back in 1948. And you had travel by coach, you know, and it was inconvenient. So I never even got to see him do the run, because I was in Whitney, and he was running in Ascot. So, yeah.
And what was the press coverage like then? Because for this year, every single time somebody's done the run, there are photos in all of the papers. You can find them on the internet now as well. Name the person that you want to see who was doing the torch run, and you can find a photo of them. What was it like in 48?
We just relied on reading the newspaper, or you could hear it on the radio, yes. But the coverage was... Well, I've just shown you a clipping from a newspaper, and they didn't exactly make it headline news, did they? And my friend was living in London at the time, and she said she had to travel by tube to work, and she said they used to think, oh, God, the door's open, and she said all these athletes would get on, and they'd think, oh, God, we're going to be all scrunched up again. They were going to Wembley, you see. They just travelled by tube. These athletes with their equipment just piled on the tube.
Well, so they could be there with their shot put or with a javelin in a long bag. And obviously one thing that we can't not talk about is this incredible thing that I have down here by my feet, which is Peter's actual Olympic torch, is that right?
Yeah, that is the Olympic torch. They were allowed to keep their torches, yes. It's quite heavy, you know. It's not a light thing to carry, yeah.
So there's sort of a metal pole around the top of the outside of the pole. There's almost like a little bowl, if you like, to cover up where that flame would have been lit, which has got the Olympic rings engraved and cut out of it. And then the words, Olympia to London, with thanks to the bearer, written around the edge of it. I mean, it really is incredible. Where do you keep this? Is this pride of place?
In my loft.
Memories of London 1948 with Abbey Field House, Oxford. Independent community living with help when you want it. And boy, do we need help.